Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. We are on our series on the fear of the Lord. You know, there are over 86 references or verses that relate to that particular phrase, the fear of the Lord. There's the fear of God, but the fear of the Lord. And you heard me really go into some explanation why we need to fear God more than fear man. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that again in this episode, because we have failed to recognize how awesome God really is. He is a consuming fire. He dwells in the dark clouds. He is enthroned in majesty and honor and glory and power in heaven. He has angels around him singing, "Holy, holy, holy is God." The cherubim surround him. The rainbow of his glory surround him. He's magnificent. Look, if you want to get a glimpse of heaven, just read Ezekiel. You could see that. Read Isaiah. You could see that. Read Revelations and see how awesome and glorious God is in his appearing. Moses even said, "Show me your glory." And the Lord says, "You couldn't handle it." And he put Moses in a cleft of a rock and covered his face and saw the train of God's glory, because God's so awesome. So the fear of God, because everything that relates to God is his holiness. He appears to you, take your sandals off, you are standing on holy ground. So my friends, we have to get to that point of reverence and awe of who God is. There are more people afraid of man than they are of God. There are more people afraid of Satan than they are of God. Now, this is not a fear. Listen to me, friends. This is not a fear of, "Oh, let me hide under the covers. Let me hide in the bedroom, in the closet." No, this is a fear of reverence of who God is. It's recognizing his omnipotent power. It's recognizing he's God. To recognize the omnipotence of God, he is all-powerful. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. So you can hide under the bed anytime you want because you saw a scary movie. If that's your thing, then do it. But when it comes to knowing that God is appearing before you, you fall flat on your face. You prostrate before God and you say, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God." See, my friends, I had to learn some things growing up as a kid. Now, I know some of you probably had this training. You fear your parents. You fear your parents, or you're going to get punished, disciplined, put on restriction, get spanked with a strap, a switch, whatever your parents did. So, you know, they didn't spare the rod. They surely didn't. They spanked. So you can learn reverent fear of your parents. You don't want to lie to your parents. You don't want to disappoint them. You want to obey them. Not because you think they're going to kill you, but because you know they're powerful. You know that your parents brought you into the world. And they can take you out. But my friends, if you want to contrast the fear of your parents to the fear of God, it may be closely related, because God created you. He created your parents. So I have a reverence awe, reverence fear of who God is. Read the Bible, my friends. Go through Genesis, through Revelations. And take note on how many times it talks about the fear of the Lord. Every time you're reading the Word, look at the scripture verses that highlight the fear of God, the fear of the Lord. And you remember me telling you this. I hope you do. If you listen to the few sermons on this topic, you can listen to this on Take 5 in our video podcast. I talked about I choose to fear the Lord. My friends, I choose to fear the Lord. When I gave you my series on Ecclesiastes, I told you my favorite scripture verse is Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. The sum of the matter is to fear God and obey His commandments. That's the whole point. Fear God and obey His commandments. That's my life. That's my hope for your life, is to fear God and obey His commandments. You don't want to fear man. I mean, Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 10, because He was teaching about the fear of God. Well, remember, Jesus is God in the flesh. But He was teaching His apostles. And He told them, and do not fear those who could kill the body. I mean, there's fear of the Roman Empire. There's fear of the opposition against Jesus based on the Sanhedrin and the religious leaders. But He told them, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Let me finish the sentence. This is powerful. This is Matthew 10, verse 28. So I'm going to read it again. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather, listen to me, but rather, repeat it, but rather fear Him. Who's Him? God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So that is important. Don't fear man. Don't fear your boss to the point of excuses why you didn't do something when he told you to do something because you're afraid you're going to get in trouble or you might do it wrong. Don't fear man. Man can kill you, I get it. But they can't take your soul. This is what Jesus is saying here. My friends, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and a sound mind. Read 2 Timothy 1. So you have to really come into a self-actualized moment and understand that God is God. He created everything. What you see, what you don't see. What you are and what you hope to be. He created that. If you're a child of God, praise His holy name and thank Him for writing your name in the book of life. Many people don't fear God. The wicked do not fear God. But as a believer, I choose to fear the Lord. So when Matthew chapter 10, verse 28 tells me, do not fear those who kill the body, he says, do not fear man. That's what he's telling you. Don't fear anybody that can fire you or take your house or even try to shoot you or kill you. Don't fear them. Yeah, I get it. A weapon is dangerous. Yes. But he says to us, fear Him, meaning fear God, who is able to destroy both body and soul and send you into hell. So you have to get to that point and say, is man more powerful than God? The answer is no. Is a weapon more powerful than God? The answer is no. Is Satan and his demons more powerful than God? The answer is no. So I want you to really hold on to your reins of life understanding and say, I choose to fear the Lord and not fear man. If you can do that, my friends, hold on to those reins and recognize that God is God. God is omnipotent. God is all-powerful. God is everything. Nothing made Nothing made can harm you. It's the one, Him, God, who made everything that can send your soul and body to hell. That is whom you shall fear. Not man. Get over your fear of man and redirect a healthy fear of the Lord, and the enemy will never trip you up. Listen to me in closing. If you get your fear off man and what you think man can do, because Jesus told you in Matthew 10, do not fear those who can kill the body, who can fire you, who can take your job from you. Don't fear that. Fear only Him who is able to destroy both body and soul and send you to hell. That's whom you should fear, never man. May God give you that peace and understanding as you learn to walk in obedience to Christ by choosing to fear of the Lord. Join me again on our next episode as we continue talking about the fear of the Lord. Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.